Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Today, we're broadcasting live from Las Vegas, the Consumer Electronics Show 2020. Trying to find entrepreneurs, startups, companies that are doing it, that are out in the world, taking the chance, rolling the dice, so to speak, here in Las Vegas. And then there's people that are helping those people to do that. I'm going to talk to a few of those, too. Like Barty Toto. She is, and I'm saying that right? Is it T-O-T-O?
Yes, you are.
Because you never know. Somebody can say, no, it's Toto, Toto.
Oh, I get called Tutu also.
Tutu, see? See, I don't want to screw it up. Disrupt your brand. She has a book out, Power of Asking, and also a brand new book coming out called?
Disrupt Your Brand, and also Kids for Gratitude.
Boy, you're busy. Busy lady.
Help and inspire kids to become leaders.
Good
in
for
this
you.
Day and age. And then Disrupt Your Brand is all about becoming a disruptor, going against the grain for entrepreneurs and whoever to do something that nobody else is doing.
Well, you know, also, I know that you have a son in the military. Thank you and him for his service and your sacrifice.
Thank you. Yeah. It is difficult.
Yeah.
Being a military mom.
No, there's no question about it. I have a young man that lives with me since he was about 12 or 13 years old. And when he turned 18, he wanted to join the military. So he did. And he became a Army Ranger. And he was a little guy. Put on 50 pounds of muscle in 2 years. Came home, wasn't a little guy anymore. I mean, was like this fire plug of a guy. I mean, solid. But he came home after 2 years because he almost died on a final mission before they were going to be, you know, kind of going out into the wild blue yonder and doing amazing things that Special Forces do, because he put his backpack down in the desert close to an anthill, and he got stung 1,000 times by ants, and he almost died. And guess what?
Geez.
Yeah. When you're stung that many times, you become sensitized to it, and that means you cannot be a Special Forces anymore because you're allergic now to ants. Ant bite. So basically, he got a full medical retirement, and he's bummed out by it because all he wanted in his life was to be in the military and to do something good for this country. And I salute him for that too. Jack Christensen is his name.
My son started when he was 12 as a young Marine. It was his dream, and so now he is a Marine.
Wow.
He's stationed in Hawaii.
Awesome.
And where I grew up. And you know, it's amazing. He's taught me more about communication. They really teach people how to be a team.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurs, I mean, even myself, I learned something from my son daily. The stuff that he talks about and teaches me is unreal.
So let's talk about Disrupt Your Brand. Please send my thanks to him when you see him.
I sure will.
But Disrupt Your Brand, a new book going to be coming out. That is your brand. What is the beginning point when somebody comes to you and says, you know, Bardy, B-A-R-D-Y, I.
B-A-R-D-I.
I, yeah. See, I even got it wrong. But that when people hear me say, what did he say her name was? Bardy.
Like okay? Bacardi.
There you go. Bardy Toto. But where do you start with people?
What I'm known for all over the world is I live my life by gratitude, whether it's in my business or my personal life. I've talked about it for the past few years that nobody is doing on the internet. Gary Vaynerchuk, who we met a couple weeks ago in New York, we talked about it. He's all about kindness. I'm all about gratitude. I've been interviewed in Fox News, some other, you know, TV and, you know, magazines on how I've implemented gratitude in my business. And people are like, how can you implement gratitude in your business? It's kind of like how to sell without selling, you know. Making a comment on social media makes you stand out, but the 98% says they'll just like and retweet something, but that doesn't get you attention. And also, you know, having more of an interest in other people than you do yourself. For the past 13 years, my PR firm, all the publicity I've had, people who have endorsed me, you know, the collaborations I've had have been insane, like $1 billion connections. Like, I haven't spent a dime. It's all been through social media using asking and gratitude. So the book, The Power of Asking, has nothing to do with social media, but I teach people how to stand out with their brand, whether they're an entrepreneur, you know, author, musician, have a Fortune 500 company, whatever.
Well, let's take a little break. We're going to come back, and maybe you can teach some of our listeners here on Entrepreneur Weekly. We're talking with Bardi Toto. She has a company, Disrupt Your Brand. She's got a new book coming out with the same name. She's also got another one, The Power of Asking. And she's got a son in the military, so I like her. I'm Alan Taylor. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back. Well, you're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. I'm Alan Taylor. Thanks for joining us. Our guest right now, The Power of Asking. Her company is Disrupt Your Brand. That's a new book she's got coming out, too. Bardi Toto. Okay, so if you had that 5 minutes in front of, oh, I don't know, 300,000 or 400,000 people, which you do right now, what do you say to people? How do you teach people how to have gratitude, first of all? You said you live by gratitude. I totally get that. That is like one of the top five most important things in life is gratitude, humility, integrity, things like that. But where do you start, Bardi?
I've implemented it. You know, people say, oh, it comes from saying thank you. I mean, gratitude to me starts in the home. That's where we teach kids how to become leaders. But I implemented gratitude into business, and I teach other entrepreneurs and businesses how to implement gratitude. And I can give you an example. Some of the things I tell people is asking is a form of gratitude. People don't get that. The Power of Asking, my first
because
book.
Because it takes a certain amount of humility to ask to begin with.
Exactly.
So that's two
you
of
get
those
it. You get
most
it.
Important things.
Asking is a form of gratitude. When you ask, you're allowing another to give back to you. If you don't ask, you're not allowing somebody to give back. Now, some people say asking is rude, you know, depending upon their culture, how they're domesticated, the way they're trained to ask. There's two sides. Some people are afraid to ask. Some people are don't have a problem asking, but they have a problem receiving. One of the things I teach on social media, I'll give you an example. I tell people, you know, a friend request is an ask. Ask big. We all put our pants on the same way. And people are say, but I don't know the person. Well, when you went to that entrepreneurial conference or personal development conference or whatever conference, you didn't know those people either. And you get there and you start talking and you're like, can I have a business card? You know, what do you do? Let's collaborate. Well, it's the same thing on social media. A friend request, which is an ask, ask them to become your friend. Most people will say yes to you because somebody said yes to them. But people don't get it. It's like they're intimidated by somebody much higher notoriety or somebody has reached a certain level of monetization that they haven't. And so they're intimidated by them. So one thing with gratitude is it starts with an ask, a friend request. And then once on social media, you know, make a comment, you know, find something about that person, whether it's their post, whether it's something they say, and 5 seconds it takes. I really like your post. I love what you're doing. You know, keep up the good work.
Make it personal.
Exactly. Have more of an interest in somebody else than you do yourself, and you'll be unusually successful.
Right there. That was the key right there.
Yeah.
Have
yeah.
more interest in somebody else than you do your own self. Stop being so, you know, such a narcissist and so selfish and so me, 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 and care about others. And it's not easy. It's really not easy.
No.
It's not, you know, human beings are naturally
me, 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 me.
Yeah. It's just
the 2-year-old creed.
Exactly. Exactly. So to learn how to be a giver in a world of takers, you do stand out.
Yeah. And so what I've strived for myself and what I teach my clients and my social media and my branding clients, no matter what they do for a living, is, you know, have more of an interest in somebody else. But Bardi, I need to make money now. You don't get it. And I'm like, if you start with gratitude, the money will follow. Loyalty first and the money will come. But don't do it because you have a motive or some hidden agenda. Really, you know, for instance, I tell people to write down a list of 20 people they would really like to know on social media. 20 people, big people. I mean, go big, untouchable people.
Right.
And contact them, add them as a friend, make a comment. The comment will stand out because it's top in their feed, but it's also a form of user gratification. People like to feel warm and fuzzy. And so they'll look at the comments, but they're not going to look at the likes and the retweets.
Right.
Liking and retweeting is lazy. I'm one of these people, I say it bluntly, making a comment, it's like, great post. I really like what you're doing. That took me 5 seconds to type. That 5 seconds the things that I've done, all the media I've been on, everything, and I don't say that to impress people, but to impress upon them, the return on investment is not about the money, it's the opportunities. It's like how you and I met. We met through social media, through a mutual friend on Instagram, and how I've met other people. It's been Instagram, Twitter. You know how I've worked with the Dallas Cowboys is Twitter, Instagram. It was not Facebook people. Mine all started with YouTube.
Right.
You know.
So let me ask you then. You coach? What do you do? I mean, you're a writer. You've got so much going on.
Look at you.
Marketing? I know. Well, we're entrepreneurs.
I mean, I'm a serial entrepreneur. Okay, yes. I'm an author of The Power of Asking.
Okay. Where can that be found, by the way?
On Amazon. Okay. The Power of Asking is on Amazon. Disrupt Your Brand and Kids for Gratitude has not yet come out. It's coming out in January of 2020, which is now, of course, in a couple of weeks. People can follow me on Instagram at Barty Toto. But I coach people, mentor people on branding and social media. And I have another secret.
Oh, don't go anywhere. She's got a secret. We're going to take a little break. From Las Vegas, the Consumer Electronics Show, Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back.
In a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
From our vantage point, we can see all kinds of people and booths and stuff, but we can't see but about 0.01% of what is the Consumer Electronics Show. I mean, there's a couple hundred thousand people here. I think 2.5 million square feet in this particular facility at the Las Vegas Convention Center. Technology is running our world these days. I'm so happy for the technology that I have to be able to do this show in such a small little, almost a backpack size setup to be able to do video and radio and broadcast to the world. It's because of the advances in technology. I'm Alan Taylor. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. Our guest right now is Barty Toto. She is the author of a couple of books, Power of Asking, and the newest one coming out, Disrupt Your Brand. That is the name of her company, too. And what's the, you had something with kids?
Yes, Kids for Gratitude. Inspiring kids to be leaders for tomorrow.
That's awesome, by the way. You said you had a secret.
Couple of secrets. Okay. All right, two things. Disrupt Your Brand, when I first started writing the book, it was going to be about branding and social media. And then as I was writing, I started thinking that, you know, I can teach people social media and branding. Even yourself, you can teach people all these things, but the one thing, if they cannot get past this one thing, will not work for them, and that is resistance. And so when I was in New York a few weeks ago with Gary Vaynerchuk, we talked about resistance and how people can overcome that. And that's the one thing I want people to think about today, you know, is the one thing stopping you and making social media. I hear so many excuses about, I'm too young, I'm too old, you know, I'm not technical, all this stuff. If you're not on social media, your business is not going to work. It's actually going to fail. You've got to get out there to the masses. I mean, I'm going to tell you something about me that you don't know. I was a nurse. And the reason I bring that up, I took the love of helping other people onto the internet. My dream was to be an entrepreneur and own a marketing and branding company. I literally took a 50-foot telephone line in a closet on base housing 20 years ago. My ex-husband was military. Started my own company, and I found someone who knew more than I did, and I said, teach me how to run rather than crawl. And I'm self-taught and started my own company, and it blew up from there. But if I had never gotten out there on YouTube and social media, I would never be where I am today. And I would never have what I have today or be able to inspire the millions of people I have.
You know what's fun about people like you is you're very authentic. You're not an intellectual. You're not spewing a bunch of factoids at me. And it's more like, this is my life. I've lived it. I've learned the hard way because I had to figure it out for myself. My father taught me something very, very interesting, and I'll teach it right this moment. What is one and one?
Two.
How do you know? Right? Okay. How do you know? Because your teachers taught you, right?
Right.
So my dad is a very spiritual guy, and he says to me, now ask me the same thing. So you ask me.
What's one and one?
Two.
Okay.
How do you know? because I can see it to be true, right? There's a difference between learning something and taking somebody's word for it and learning something through experience that you know. My grandmother used to say, this I know. So what you know, Barty, is stuff that you know at a cellular level because you have lived it. It's not something you were taught. It's something that you know because you learned it through experience. That is so valuable. That's why I think, you know, when somebody comes to work for you and every now and then you just throw them under the bus and say, I don't know, figure it out for yourself. They will learn more in that. First of all, you're giving them trust.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to give you a little line here, a little leeway. I'm going to trust you. Try and figure this one out. You come to me and give me some good ideas. I love doing that because then I'm allowing that person to grow at a much more almost spiritual level. Like, is there such thing as a spiritual business level? Yes, there is. I believe there is. A business has a spirit. Otherwise, it's just mechanical. You know what I mean? Business has the spirit of the people that are behind it and what they put into it. And so I have employees that I let them do that every now. Sometimes they're like, oh no, just tell me what to do. And I'm like, no, because you know what? I don't know either. Just go out and see what you can do. Make something happen. Let's see if you can come up with a great idea. And I'm telling you what, 8 out of 10 times they come up with great ideas. Empower your people. That's basically what I do that with my children, do that with my family members. If you just are the Bible answer man all the time, then people can't think for themselves. We've got to learn how to think for ourselves. You thought for yourself. I love that about you.
You know, it's funny. I'll say this really quick. People come up to me all the time. They're like, how did you get Michael Beckwith to write the foreword of your book? How did you get involved with this person?
Hold on. What's that book?
The Power of Asking.
Thank you.
Yeah, and also disrupting. And the other secret I have to share is, you know, I looked out at the internet back in 2009, and everyone was on Facebook and Twitter. And I said, I don't want to be just on Facebook and Twitter. I want to go out to millions. So I actually partnered with a software company. It's not Hootsuite. This has been a while back, where I post about 40 different social networking and social bookmarking sites daily. One to get you higher ranking, higher indexing in Google. I don't want to drink from the same watering trough that everybody else is drinking from, which is Facebook and Twitter. I wanted to get out there to the masses. So I still do that on a daily basis. I don't manage all of them. You know, it's something that we, you know, offer our clients. I post a one site and it goes out to everywhere. It's kind of like podcasting. Now we can syndicate to all these different platforms.
You have a podcast too, don't you?
Disrupt Your Brand on iTunes.
Too easy, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to send people to your website, which is?
It's BartyTotoMedia.com.
Okay.
And then they can find me on Instagram at BartyToto. Best way to reach me.
BartiToto.
On Instagram.
All right, Barty, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for coming over to us here at the Consumer Electronics Show. I'm Alan Taylor. More disruptors here in Las Vegas. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So we're sitting here at the Consumer Electronics Show 2020 broadcast tower number 4, overlooking all that is consumer-y and electronic-y.
Yeah, I'm feeling so plugged in right now, Alan.
My buddy Richie Fliegler, who has been a sage to me for many years, he's one of the healers, gurus, and spiritual guides of my life.
A mystic.
Oh,
yes,
my God, Alan. You need to get out
sitting
more.
Here, right here. And Chris DeMaria, he is the Vice President of Marketing and Artist Relations at Fishman.
Yes.
Now, I remember interviewing a couple of years ago.
Larry Fishman.
Mr. Fishman himself.
Yes.
So you and I go way, way back to when you were Executive Vice President at Fender.
That's correct.
And we did so many fun things. We actually did a radio show together.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Cruise in America. It was the crossroads of car culture and the music culture, and we went to the Catalina Blues Festival together and did a live show. I loaned, what was that guy's name? I loaned 10 bucks to
all the memories.
I loaned 10 bucks to the lead singer of Boston.
No.
Who was it?
No, you were on the breakfast line with Paul Rogers from Bad Company.
That's what it was, Bad Company, you, Paul Rogers.
And everybody's falling all over themselves, and you had no idea who he was. You just thought he was lost.
Well, no, and here's what happened. He's at the counter of the hotel, and the guy says, that's $10. I need $10 or whatever it was. He goes, I don't have any money with me. My key's in my room. That's what it was. He needed a key. He had to give a $10 deposit or whatever. I got $10. I loaned him $10. Richie and I go to the stage. He's like, that's Paul Rogers, one of the greatest singers on earth.
Yep.
And he looks over at me while he's singing a song, and he points at me and he waves, and Richie then all goes, what was that? I go, I loaned him $10. He goes, no, you didn't. But you know what? Thank you, Richie, for all the good times. The ZZ Top. I've met so many people through you, and you know,
we could go down this road for a while.
I know, but you know, you're one of my heroes, bro.
Well, back at you, man. But having said that, one of my heroes is really, you know, Larry Fishman and the Fishman Company. And Chris, you know, while Larry is my friend, Chris is the person that I work with on a daily basis. And as, you know, the head of marketing and, you know, I mean, we're here at CES. Larry doesn't get here till tomorrow. Chris has been here for 3 days already.
Yeah.
Right? Wow. And this is a whole new world for him. So, you know, you talk about the entrepreneurial spirit, you know, what's your safety zone? Where are you comfortable? And how much can you get done there? And, you know, when you're done in that pool, you know, what kind of nerve does it take? What does it take to go out and jump off that cliff? And that's kind of where you are, Chris,
so,
right?
So you guys have never exhibited.
This is the first time,
It's
first
always
year.
Been at NAMM, the music industry, where people know you. And tell the world, what is Fishman? Because I imagine there's a lot of folks that don't have any idea.
Fishman started about almost 40 years ago.
Wow.
And it's really the outgrowth of Larry Fishman's tenacity and stubbornness in developing a pickup for his own upright bass.
Mm.
And fast forward all these years later, and Larry, you know, is basically, you know, been a trailblazer in our industry. He's got over 50 patents to his name.
So he's like a Leo Fender. Could I say that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a perfect.
Thank you. I normally get that wrong.
And here we are in 2020. Fishman is the leader in acoustic amplification. We've been doing electric guitar pickups now for 5.5 years.
See, what's funny is this is like beyond my, you know, spectrum, but my son has basses made. He has them made for him. You know that.
Right. So when you think about that bass or an electric guitar, right, you think of, the, you know, like a Fender Strat or a Gibson Les Paul with those pickups. What Fishman did that really is amazing. If you've ever been to a concert and see somebody playing an acoustic guitar, like you're in front of 20,000 people and you can hear that acoustic guitar like they're sitting in your living room.
Right. And they're not sitting in front of a microphone.
And there's no microphone anywhere, thanks. 90% chance there's a Fishman pickup in there. And it's a combination of, you know, piezoelectric transducers and, you know, interesting analog technology that allows these very, very delicate, very, you know, in the electronic term, feeble sounds to be heard over, you know,
in a very natural and transparent way as well, which has really been the challenge always with amplifying acoustic instruments.
So, but why now, why today are you here at this Consumer Electronics Show when this is outside of the realm of what you guys are comfortable with?
It certainly is, and we're here because we have been working on MIDI guitar technology, and Larry Fishman had designed a lot of the MIDI pickups for other companies over the years.
MIDI stands for Musical Instrument Digital Interface, and it's a standard like USB would be.
I thought it was Walter MIDI. Doggone it. Gotcha, see?
So, yeah, essentially it detects the note, and it goes from pitch, goes through a processor, and it's converted into a bunch of ones and zeros. So it's pitch to MIDI. And then you're able to take that and use it with a variety of different interfaces. What we have here at the CES show is our newest product, the Triple Play Connect. And what's great about it is it comes with a free iPad app, and it has a controller and pickup that you can put on your acoustic or electric guitar. It is non-invasive, it's not a permanent installation, and really anyone out there who's got an acoustic or electric guitar can buy one of these MIDI guitar systems, download the app, and they can get started making music, recording music, creating loops and sequences and triggering different instruments and sounds. They can record and upload, share with their friends. And and the best part of it is you don't have to be an amazing guitar player.
Let me ask Richie a question. You go back, you're an analog guy.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
Yeah, absolutely you can.
Right? And is it weird for you to watch this convergence or this I don't even know what the word is, from, you know, analog to digital? Or is it better than it's ever been, and has it not even begun to get good yet?
It's different. It's an adjunct. So the Triple Play Connect has this app that allows let's just say it, you know, the younger set,
sure,
right, to do like their EDM stuff and all this interesting kind of like beat, you know, modern stuff. But take an old guy like me. So I got a name drop alert here for a second, right? I have an older version of the triple play, right? And I'm doing a show with Alice Cooper. Mm. And there's three.
Really? Because yes. I know you know Alice. So you no, were no, literally
I'm,
doing
no,
it. Yeah.
I'm playing guitar in a, yeah. in a band. I'm doing a show. And he did a song, actually his biggest hit, called I Never Cry. And it has strings. And we don't have a keyboard player. So I pull out my triple play. Mm. And all of a sudden, it's like I've got Nils Lofgren, who's the guitar player in Bruce Springsteen's band, who was on the stage. I got Alice Cooper over there going like, whoa. I mean, doing like spit takes, right? Because I'm playing the string section from that record.
Oh, my gosh.
So
on your guitar.
On my Gibson Les Paul. So my old analog thing that when I turn the triple play off, I'm rocking out to Alice Cooper songs, right? What the triple play allows me to do is to be that guy, to be the extra guy, to add all that stuff, as well as, even though it's not necessarily my word, what Chris is talking about, mm-hmm. you know, it's like if someone wants to do an EVM or a rave or share their compositions online, it allows you to do that as well.
Yeah, it really allows you to open up and explore so many different landscapes of music.
Speaking of music, I've got to take a little break here. Man, and to think I did a show with the guy, ZZ Top, Billy Gibbons, and had never been to a concert in my life. I sat there and had dinner with a guy, and I'm like, I don't know who he is. His name is Jimmy something. And I go, Jimmy, what do you do for a living? And he says, you don't know who I am, do you? And I said, no. He goes, you ever heard of Led Zeppelin? I said, yeah. He says, I said, it's a band. He says, no, it's my band. It was Jimmy Page. I didn't know who Jimmy Page was. You know, that's what happens when you hang around Richie, you know. All right, I'll take a break. We'll come back and finish this off. Fishman, we're talking to Chris DiMaria and Richie Fliegler from, man.
From years ago.
From years ago.
And now at Fearless Marketing.
Fearless Marketing, and he is. This is Entrepreneur Weekly.
I believe I'm getting dizzy.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
You know, that's my favorite stinger because of that guitar in the beginning.
Dale.
I love that. Yeah.
Recently passed away.
And you know, I can't remember if you were on the show with me when Dick Dale was on my show. Were you there with me?
I wasn't there, no. That would have been unlikely if you get my drift.
Why? Why?
Some other time.
When he wasn't. You were with Fender and he was with somebody else.
No, he was a big Fender guy. It's just some other time.
Oh, that's too much, right? There's always the backstory. Richie Fliegler from Fearless Marketing, and he works with Fishman. What do you call Fishman? What kind of a company? Is it a musical instrument company? Or
it was acoustic amplification for the first 25, 30 years.
And, but an aftermarket company for the musical instruments?
Well, actually, it's a good question. We, about half of our business, we design, manufacture pickups and preamps for about 110, 115 different guitar manufacturers around the world. And the other half of our business are products that we design and manufacture that are sold at retail. Mm.
So if you look at companies like Fender, their acoustics, I think it's 100%.
100%.
It's 100% of Fender acoustics have Fishman pickups in them. Yeah. And I believe overwhelmingly Martin pickups, yeah. Martin guitars.
Martin
well.
Guitar, Epiphone, some of our larger ones, ESP, Schecter, Charvel.
Chris DiMaria, Vice President of Marketing and Artist Relations. That's a big job.
It's a very big job.
Fun job, I'm sure, right? You get
it
to
is.
Meet you get to meet everybody.
I have had the opportunity to meet so many of my heroes and people.
You know what?
What I
truly
amazing.
Love about what I've learned from Richie here over the years is that musicians are entrepreneurs. They are the total essence of an entrepreneur. They're doing what they do because they love it.
It's a standalone business.
And they
it's
are like, their own CEO. They are yeah. the talent. They are the hardest working guy in the band or
it's
whatever.
It's just another outlet for someone's creativity.
Right.
There are people that are incredibly creative, but they are creative when it comes to programming or software development or artificial intelligence, which we're seeing here at the show this year.
So how does this relate for the folks that are listening from entrepreneur, that are entrepreneurs? You guys are stepping out of the box.
Is we
that,
are.
You know, you have, even at this stage of your successful career and the company's success of, you said, 40 years.
Almost
Fishman,
40 years.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
And here you're continuing to innovate move into new markets.
We are. And, you know, we now say Fishman is inspired performance technology. So we are looking to get out of the box of the traditional musical instrument industry, which is
So you want to talk cradle to grave, because at this point, the old guys are starting to die off, and you're having to deal with the young people. I mean, it's the truth.
Well,
it's sad, right?
That is an industry-wide problem or challenge.
Same goes with the car industry. Same goes with every industry.
It's a lot of the evergreen names and talents that we've been able to talk about, and they've been on the cover of magazines, and they've sold tons of products. They are less relevant and less important to this generation that's coming up. And with a product like Triple Play Connect, we see this as an opportunity to get out in front of those people in a kind of getting out of our own shell a little bit and trying to see out there. You used the word earlier of convergence, and this is a great venue for that, a great opportunity, because you get the technology, you get the music, and you get the creativity.
So who is the new customer for you? Is it that kid like my son and Richie's sons, and both of our kids are, kind of musically inclined? I'm not. Is it the young kids that are getting 10, 15 million views because they're singing, they're playing their own guitar, they're playing multiple instruments, and you love watching that? It's like, it's the flow of creativity.
We use words like influencers and, certainly YouTube and a lot of the social media platforms. There are people that have been able to monetize what they do to an audience.
Big money.
But I think when we're looking at how people are using their instruments, how they're being creative, playing Led Zeppelin covers is only a part of it. We're seeing people that want to use their talents on guitar or any instrument and be thinking about using it to do electronic music, doing it to create loops and sequences and beats. So,
final thoughts, Richie.
Fishman.com, Fishman Facebook page, Fishman on Twitter.
marketer at the microphone.
And I got to add one thing, is that one thing, just in this first day, is I'm really appreciating the spirit of the entrepreneur here. I wasn't sure. I didn't know what to expect. And, of course,
it's everywhere.
Yeah, and it seems to be a welcome environment. It seems to foster that and be very supportive. So we don't feel out of place here at all. It's wonderful to see so many small companies, new companies, with great creative products.
Chris DiMaria, Fishman.com, Richie Fliegler.
It's good to see you, old friend.
Do you want to put your website out there?
Well, if you go to fearlessmarketing.net, it will take you to tmbpartners.com, where I am currently residing.
I'm surprised you normally don't do that. You're very picky, man. Very picky. We'll take a break.
Well, I've worked with some great people.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Alan.
Hey, good seeing you. And Richie, it's been great.
I love you, brother. Great. Thank you.
All right. We'll take a little break from the Consumer Electronics Show. Need a mentor? One-on-one online sessions with Entrepreneur Magazine's experts can help you start a business, grow your business, build your brand, fundraise, and more. Book your one-on-one session with experienced business owners and media experts. Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, can help you perfect your business pitch to media. Businesswoman Kathleen Griffith, founder of Grace & Company, can help improve your growth and marketing strategies. Need guidance on improving your leadership skills? Elizabeth Gore, president of Alice, can help you become a strong, value-driven leader. So what are you waiting for? Book your one-on-one session with Entrepreneur's lineup of experts today. Visit entrepreneur.com/mentors. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/mentors. So you're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Today I'm in Las Vegas, the Consumer Electronics Show. My buddy Richie Fliegler ran over to Fishman and grabbed Larry Fishman. This is the first time Fishman has been at the Consumer Electronics Show. They're normally at the music show, which is called NAMM. N-A-M-M.
National Association of Music Merchants.
There you go. How'd you like that music? Was that okay?
It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
A little Edgar Winter's
band. Edgar Winter, yeah. Frankenstein.
So, see, he knows. I have to read it, and I didn't even get it right. What I'm looking for the entrepreneur is, here we have you now, very successful, lived a lot of life, watched this industry change so much, but yet you are still innovating. You are still moving this company forward. You're looking for people that aren't just going to kiss butt, that are going to tell you what you need to hear. That's why that guy's sitting there. But I want to know what the advice is to the young Larry. All these people that are listening out here, what advice do you have to other entrepreneurs like yourself?
That's really a tough one, because looking at it from my personal perspective, the whole world has changed and transformed so much that I think it would be very difficult in many circumstances for people to follow the same path.
That path is gone.
That path is gone.
Yeah. The dust blew over it.
It's so complex now with bureaucracy and regulation and the international aspect of things that I started in my basement, literally, and was a maker of things. I was a musician, but I had also raced motorcycles and built engines and stuff. So I started making pickups for myself because I really needed something better than what was available. And suddenly some major players in the industry started knocking on the door. Martin Guitars was one of the first. And I developed something for them as a solo act. And they took it to a trade show. It was an amplification system for their guitars. Lo and behold, they came back and they said, well, we'll take 10,000 as an opening order. And I'm going like, holy crap.
Right.
Right. But the fact that a company that prestigious and of that size would bet on a guy in his basement.
But it happens every day, just so you know, still.
Well, it does.
Look at, I mean, Steve Jobs. I mean, you look at people like this that put it all in. Bill Gates. I mean, you know, these kind of people, same thing, in their garage.
Same thing. But when you try to turn that into a business in a niche industry, we're not talking about something that you're going to sell to the world. In our case, we're selling to professional musicians and hobbyists. And
right.
It's a very limited audience. So the cost of developing products today is astronomically higher than it used to be because I have to go through CE and
right.
FCC and all the world body approvals to sell in any country. And I think it is absolutely going to be a showstopper for somebody to try to do it the way I did it, because you can't afford to put all that energy into products. You don't have distribution. You're going to sell maybe a few thousand of them. You can't do it. So what I see people doing now is going out, starting GoFundMes or little startup companies.
But those didn't even exist when you were
exactly.
there. So there will always be the next new thing, Richie?
There is a way to go, but what that changes is it removes the freedom that you have when you're self-funded. Because I've seen people go out and raise a startup capital,
right.
and the next thing you know, all the herd of cats investors that put in their $50,000 are running the company because
right,
they
right.
know a lot better than
no,
the,
I get it,
it's
I get
really
it.
Tough today.
I know what you're saying, because I remember when I started out, and I think I could never do this again because I wouldn't go against the giants. I wouldn't go against the bureaucracy, is what you're saying. I totally get that. But this new generation of people, they're fearless, and they push through it all.
They are fearless. There's a huge amount of creativity. I see it all over the world. I spend a lot of time in China and, you know, in Shenzhen, right across the street from Tencent.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, there's incubators there. There's young kid. They got, you walk into the room, in the coffee room, they have Steve Jobs on the wall.
Right.
And Bill Gates, and, you know,
Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And those guys, yeah.
And they're thinking,
I mean,
that
look
way.
At Elon Musk. He did it. And he makes us all go crazy
yeah,
with the way
he's
doing.
Yeah, but he had a pile of, you know, from right. the first company
yeah, right.
to get
yeah.
it going.
And by the way, what kind of car do you drive?
Yeah, I do drive a Tesla.
Larry Fishman, congratulations,
yeah.
really.
Thank you. Look, I'm not trying to discourage everyone, but if someone were to ask me for advice about how to do it, if I had to look at the way I did it, that advice would not really apply today. What would apply is to really focus on the passionate ideas that you have. Try to mold them into something that has some sense of reality to it that is attainable to get you started.
Yeah.
Going for the moonshot out of the gate is, you know, one in a thousand proposition.
Yeah.
And too many people get discouraged along the way.
I
say scale, size, go for it. Go for it with blood and guts.
Burn the boats,
and
baby.
And get a few losses and a couple of wins under your belt, and all of a sudden that path will reveal itself.
There you go. Richie, thank you for bringing Larry over.
Anytime, brother.
Larry Fishman. That's it for me, Entrepreneur Weekly, from the Consumer Electronics Show.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.